So if I go disguised as a doctor, can you lend me some gear? I don't know. Wait a minute. Halloween is banned. Forgot. Okay. The story we're going to look at today is seniors not going to the dentist regularly. About 45% don't go to the dentist, and this could lead to other disease.
That's correct. This is a study that was a part of a study that was done at St. Michael's Hospital and Women's College Hospital in Toronto for the Institute for Clinical and Evaluative Sciences. And a lot of people don't link up the fact that poor dental care and cavities, gingivitis, just poor oral health is not just a dental issue or a mouth issue. It actually has implications more globally for health, such as for people who need to go for surgery and they need anesthesia, you have to be intubated, which is the tube that goes in your throat to allow you to breathe because general anesthetic stops your breathing and you have to have a machine breathe for you. When you do this procedure, you can dislodge teeth. If you have poor teeth to begin with, you can lose teeth. And also it's a potential source of infection during the surgery. Chronic gum disease and gingivitis also has bacteria in your mouth as a result that can seed through your bloodstream and land on your heart valves. And if you have an artificial heart valve or a poorly functioning regular heart valve or native heart valve, you can get something called endocarditis, which is a serious infection, heart infection, which can take weeks and weeks to treat. And sometimes people die from this, especially the older they are. There's difficulty controlling diabetes. Diabetes is a problem as well as you get older. And poor diet, not eating well, not eating the foods you need to be able to eat in order to help control your diabetes. There's also a quality of life issue from the pain, from oral ulcers that occur, from oral thrush that occurs, which is a fungal infection of the mouth. And the list goes on, Steve. There's a link between that and a cardiovascular disease as well. So you have to ask yourself, you know, if you get someone to go to the dentist every 6 months, which is what you're supposed to do, in order to keep your teeth and maintain oral hygiene, at least give you a chance to do that, the long-term effect of doing that hopefully will be to reduce the consequences of this particular condition, give people a better quality of life, and reduce the cost of care over time. And that's something right now that we're just not doing.
Mm. You've convinced me. So I'll be calling Dr. Maroussis any minute now and make an appointment. I just hate going to the dentist.
Well, people hate going to the dentist because it's usually to clear up some damage that could have been prevented.
He's got cute dogs. I like visiting him. Okay, thank you, sir.